game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It is January 5th, 2016, our first show of the new year, Slim.
It's a little slow. Did you have to look that up?
I almost forgot what one meant.
Forgot it was 16 already?
No, I almost forgot that what the one meant, as in January. It's been a while since we've had a January.
About a year, I guess.
Yeah. Things slip out of my mind when it's been about a year. So what'd you do this New Year's?
Not much. I slept through it.
Did you not stay up for the ball?
I was thinking about it. I can't remember the last time I actually saw that happen live.
I stayed up for it, but I was doing a little bit of some daily notes, because I had a daily notes come out.
All right. You going to resolve to do more?
What are my resolutions this year? Well, I want to play more basketball. That's a big one.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't really have anything else huge besides that. Try to get in a little better shape and play more basketball. That's about it.
Not bad.
What about you? What did you got?
Oh, boy. I've done a couple the past couple years. But no, I didn't really make one. Kind of in the middle of thinking about it still.
Maybe
I probably will. I usually do.
Next year, our New Year's resolution should be to make New Year's resolutions.
Okay, that's a start. I might get that by June or July.
You know, I put in the comments that one of my resolutions should be that I should just give up on Andrew Wiggins and say that it's not happening. But he just keeps teasing me.
Yeah, he's better than he's been. That's the part that kills me.
Yeah, only 25 minutes. It was against the Sixers last night, but gets a steal, 2 blocks, 8 of 10 free throws.
Yeah, there's been a bit of a steals binge recently.
Yeah, so he's showing flashes. I'm not giving up on that New Year's resolution yet.
No, the thing that kills me is that free throw percent. That, like, 2 for 8 game the other day.
Yeah, that was...
It's killing his value, just destroying it.
Yeah. So on today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from the weekend and last night, of course, including the big shakeup in Brooklyn at the point guard position. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? And then preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, let's start with obviously the biggest move in the NBA. I think it impacts every fantasy league, and that is we need to add Elton Brand to every fantasy team, right?
Yeah. Veteran presence is a category in one of my leagues, I think. Although I'm not sure. Are we adding Brand over Carl Landry?
Well, Landry actually hit some other cats than veteran presence.
He actually saw the court.
Elton Brand or Kevin Garnett for veteran presence. I have a need for veteran presence in my 29 category league.
Yeah. I don't think Elton sees the floor. I really don't.
Yeah, and even if he does, it's Kevin Garnett at the best. Like, that's his ceiling.
Yeah. But it is a good guy to have on the team, though. I really can't argue with that. Yeah.
For real now, I think the biggest thing, which is what my lead was for the Daily Notes yesterday morning, was that Shane Larkin is now your Nets starting point guard. Jarrett Jack, poor guy. I hope he comes back. Torn ACL, torn meniscus. We wish him the best of recoveries. Larkin, in his debut as a starter, not that great. 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 turnovers, no steals or blocks, no threes. Do you think people that added Larkin should move on, or are you holding strong?
Hold. Definitely hold. Give it at least a week. See how it shapes up. There's a chance Sloan, you know, makes this a timeshare, but I don't know. If Larkin puts up 1 or 2 good games, I think he could very well run away with it.
Yeah, and he should. He should play more minutes, but yeah, I put in there that I think Donald Sloan's a good player. He's underrated, and he plays 21 and a half minutes to 27 for Larkin. Sloan was 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, got a steal, hit a three. But it's not like they're that different in the stat line.
I was kind of thinking about it, and I was thinking maybe Joe Johnson might be the biggest beneficiary.
You know, I was too, and I actually put that in a comment, and I went through my leagues. I added him in a couple leagues. He scores 21 points. He goes 21-6-4. I think he's going to get that usage back a little bit.
Yeah, he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot.
Yeah, he was a guy I definitely look to add. That's a good call. Would you own Joe Johnson or Evan Fournier, who was awful yesterday?
Oh, well, you got Elford out, so that kind of means Fournier's minutes are pretty – well, nothing is
– Yeah.
Skiles!
I love that that's becoming a thing.
Fournier is falling off a little bit recently.
Yeah, I dropped Fournier for something. I dropped him for someone else that I'll bring up later.
I guess I'd go with Joe Johnson.
Wow. And you hate Joe Johnson, or at least hated.
Yeah, well, he's old. That's a negative. It's his back-to-back 20-point games, and we'll see. He's done it before. The minutes have been there all year. It's just a usage thing, I think.
Can old ever be a positive?
If it's category.
In my 30-category league with veteran presence and old, that's where Elton Brand must own.
Yeah, he's a two-cat player.
But he's a category killer.
Hell yeah. Hopefully minutes isn't a category in that league.
So you want to know what's absolutely awesome, Slim?
What's that?
When you're in the REL, you play every team only once because there's 20 teams, and you play the team that has Kyrie Irving.
Nice.
Yeah. You just happen to play him the week he decides to be awesome after a couple minutes limits there. Just tore apart the Raptors, more like the Crafters. 25-6-8 in only 29 minutes. Hit 10 of 16 from the field with a couple threes, only one turnover. There was a blurb out that his minutes limits are close to being lifted. What do you make of Kyrie Irving? You ready to put him in that kind of that third, second round, something like that?
I mean, first off, you know Rasball North is going to be very upset with you calling him that, right?
You know what? You know, you want to know who I'm not friends with anymore is Maddie. He's mean.
What's wrong with Maddie, eh?
You know, Canadians, I thought the stereotype was that they're nice and they don't poke the bear. But he tweeted me some sort of thing that CJ McCollum with four straight 25-plus point games was with these other three elite people like Durant and blah, blah, blah. He's like, just what you expected, JB. And I'm like, well, I didn't expect Damian Lillard to be hurt for 2 weeks either.
Yeah, well, I think isn't Rodney Hood like the fourth or fifth best player in the past couple days?
Yeah, Rodney Hood's been good too. That's been a bad call too, because I did not think.
Oh, that is completely injury related though. It's because of Burks.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, no Burks, more shots. You know, Exum doesn't hurt either. I mean,
yeah.
I think the first time we did the ranks, Exum was still healthy.
Maybe. I think we got that out pretty quick.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good game for Kyrie, though.
Yeah. Awesome against my team. Awesome.
And they're saying the minutes restriction is pretty much gone.
Yeah. They won by 22, so, you know, maybe if it was closer and he was this hot, he might have top 30 for the first time this season.
Yeah. If we were re-ranking, I'd probably put him in a second rounder, late second rounder.
So you put him.
Still a bit of risk. There's still going to be a couple DNPs, but yeah, he was second rounder last year, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. What about Kyrie or Lowry?
Well, Lowry feels safer.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably shouldn't be, but wow, Lowry's been on a tear too. Wow, that was a nice game. 10 assists and no turnovers.
Yeah,
I'll go Lowry. He's just having a heck of a year. Career year.
Okay, if you're putting Lowry there, and I think that's more bottom of second round, Well,
I think Lowry's getting close to that first rounder. I mean, they got him, what, ranked 7th overall in Yahoo?
No, you're right. At this point, with a lot of people dropped out due to injuries and all that stuff, too, what about, I know what you're probably going to say, but Kyrie or Kemba Walker, who's been awesome.
Yeah, I'm going Kemba. He's
wow.
another guy who's like, having a career here.
Wow. All right.
Well, with Jefferson out, now Batum, you know, injured again. I mean, there's minutes are crazy and the usage is insane. I mean, I'm looking at this game log and there's 40 minutes all over the place for Kemba.
Yeah, and I think I'll take Kemba because, you know, it's been the running theme of the season, which everyone really has been hitting the dead horse into the bed or some sort of phrase like that. That the Cavs are going to bench everyone down the stretch. The Hornets are going to need Kemba to be good down the stretch just to secure a playoff spot.
Yeah, that matters to me. So that's a big part of it.
Yep. Injuries to big name players. Let's start with Steph Curry. Any concern with lingering things with his leg? He did return last night, but you know he had that leg bruise and then came back and then left after 15 minutes with another leg bruise. Any real concerns with him?
Not particularly. 32 minutes of the usual.
Yeah, he was good last night.
No, I'm not worried about it. I really am not.
Okay. Let's do this. Scale of 1 to 10, worry for Curry. You're putting it at a 1, right? Or whatever way this scale.
I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
You had that ankle issue 3 or 4 years ago, so you got to think about that.
Okay. 1 to 10 for Hassan Whiteside. Sat last night with swelling in his knee.
Yeah, that's not good. I'll go. I mean, he had some injury issues the end of last year. He's been playing a bunch of minutes lately. I'm definitely more worried about Whiteside. I'll give that about a 3, maybe a 4.
Okay. He said he's not too concerned about his knee being a long-term issue that came out last night, caused by a bruise of the patella tendon.
Yeah, I was watching that game. I don't remember seeing it happen.
How did you watch the whole game? That game was great.
You know, I wasn't glued to the TV the entire time, but, you know, I watched most of it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk that after injuries real quick. Derek Favors, back spasms, didn't play again last night. Tried to warm up for two. Did he try to warm up last night? I don't know if those are important to that, but I know he tried to warm up the two games before that.
Yeah, and he keeps being, you know, close. At least they're saying he's close. But I wouldn't be shocked if we're at least another week away.
Really?
Well, you're about to play. They're about to play what? 4 games in 5 nights.
Yeah, they had the 5-game week this week.
There's no reason he's going to play any of those back to backs. So best case, you get 2 games out of him, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your number?
Worry for Favors? Yeah. That's up there. That's like a 6.
Mm. Okay. Would you?
This is what ended his year last year. This is a recurring issue.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean. You hear back issue for a big man. You're definitely not too happy. And then final one, Kevin Durant sat with a sprained right big toe.
Any concern? Sprained toe. Yeah, I guess that could affect your playing.
Well, you know, he's had the foot thing, obviously, all last year. That was well documented.
Yes, Durant and his foot fetishes.
He's got very nice feet.
Nah, I'm less worried about this one.
I am too. I think that's like a 1 or 2. I think it's actually
pretty much the same as Curry.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go back to that Heat game.
Did you notice what happened when Durant doesn't play?
They let Westbrook do everything and they lose and they don't make the playoffs.
Well, Westbrook efficiency plummets. I think it was like 6 for 23 or something.
Oh, Lord. 7 turnovers. 17, 8, and 15 looks nice. Ibaka gets more shots. That's another thing. Anthony Morrow scored 20 points. Wow.
Well, yeah, I guess it happens once every Durant injury.
Once every Durant big toe.
Yeah. Yep, it'll happen one more time this year then, I guess. Assuming he still has both. No, Alphonseca with toes, I assume.
So yeah, that Heat Pacers game, that felt like a playoff game. That was great. If you missed it, the Heat win in overtime. Monta Ellis had an awesome and one, and at the end it ended up the Heat up by three. Paul George takes a fadeaway three in the corner, barely misses. It was a great game. My wife, you know, anytime she actually shows any interest in NBA, it means it was really, really good. And she was actually into the end of that one.
Yeah, I mean, no George Hill was pretty apparent. They didn't really have a point guard out there. I mean, Stuckey did his best, but he wasn't a point guard.
Yeah, I mean, Montel was fine. And then Paul George is dribbling it up the court half the time anyway.
Yeah.
CJ Miles gets hurt with the shoulder, opened up some additional minutes for Chase Budinger and Solomon Hill, but neither really do anything. You declared Paul George was dead. the slim corner report.
All right, he had a couple good games there.
Yeah, he's at 30 plus points in three straight.
Yeah, he kept his turnovers down this past game. That's nice to see. I mean, 12 for 29 isn't exactly good. It's 41%.
No, but another five threes and seven boards, another two steals.
For Paul George, it's a good game.
You hate Paul George. You hate him.
What's that percent at? 42% on the year on 19 shot attempts. That's Kobe-esque.
That is not Kobe.
I know, it's not that bad.
Come on.
I know. He's no DeRozan. Actually, I think DeRozan's shooting pretty good this year.
I think DeRozan's better, yeah. But yeah, nice to see George bounce back a little bit there. On the Heat side, no Hassan Whiteside, as we mentioned before. Dwayne Wade was solid. Chris Bosh puts up 30 points. And anyway, it was just a good game.
Whenever Whiteside's out, Bosh has big games. Yeah. Just the way it goes.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so the Jamba Juice has returned.
I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite players to watch.
You love Nurk. You have your hands all over him, or your comment said something like that.
Well, when you're baby hooking. That's what most of his shots were. They were these little, 5 foot little hookers. That's his name. Who's that? Dr. Jack Ramsey? Is that who used to say that?
Well, when you say 5 foot little hookers, it sounds like you're a fan of smaller people. Anyway, Nurkic, only 5 minutes in his debut, but then played 15 minutes against the Blazers, went 12-8 with a block, only 4-9 free throws, but he's a pretty good free throw shooter, so he should be fine there.
Probably about 70%.
Yeah. Is Nurk a must own in 12ers?
No. I mean, I love to see the aggression. So even with 20-something minutes, he'll still be useful. But they're not going to let him go. They're going to be cautious with him. There's no reason to let him go.
Yeah. Are they going to give him the Miles Turner treatment?
I don't think it'll be that bad.
Okay.
Because I think they want Nurkic to be the starter. I'm confident of that.
Oh, yeah.
Turner, they're going to wait for him to take the starting job.
Or remember last year when the Nuggets were pretty much saying they'll trade anyone, they said the only untouchable is Nurk.
Yeah, franchise centers. There aren't too many of them out there.
Yeah. It's just good to see him healthy.
I can't wait till the day we see him and Jokic playing together. I think that's going to be just a killer front court.
You think Jokic can play the four?
Yeah, I think he shoots threes, so he can stretch the floor, so you don't have that issue. Yeah, I think so. I think the rebounding there would be real solid. I know they like to play small, but you don't need to start the game playing small. You kind of go small as the game, progresses. But yeah, I think that those two could really play well together. I think the potential is there. It's not lost on me that that's a Serbian-Bosnian connection.
They have to
children of the 90s.
They have to dump Fareed, though.
Yeah, that's got to happen. So, they've tried.
Yeah. A couple Knicks. Did you see Aaron Aflalo's game? He went nuts.
Yeah, sure.
You love it.
A2Rs.
ARRon.
Oh, yeah. He had 4 points the game before. Yeah, I'm buying.
Yeah, I love that he actually had single-digit scoring the three games before putting out 38 on 14 of 17 shooting in only 29 minutes.
Almost the emptiest 38 points I've ever seen.
Oh, come on. He had 7 threes. Look at those assists.
He had two of them.
He had two assists.
I didn't know he was passing the ball very much. I don't know why he was passing the ball if he was that hot.
You know what? I think he's a Thragnoff, and if you need a little early week Thragnoff, you can stream him.
Sure. I think I'd rather somebody who can give you some steals, though, if I was thinking long term. Like, I'd still rather have Gary Harris for some upside.
You love Gary Harris.
He gets steals.
I forgot. Did we put in a waiver claim for him in Friends
and
Family?
We did, but we didn't get him. Somebody else got him. I know.
Another Nick. You see, Robin Lopez has actually been pretty good the past, what is this now? Well, past 7 games. He's got multi-blocks in 5 of them, including a 6-block game where he went 11-7-2-1-6. And then last game, 16-11, 5 assists, and 3 blocks on 7-10 shooting.
Yeah, you know, his ranking is decent because of the 2%. But I don't know. It's hard to trust. Those past 2 games are still only 22 and 24 minutes.
Yeah.
I wish if he had 30 minutes, he'd be really good. But I don't trust it's going to happen. And when the minutes fluctuate like that, so does the production.
Well, I'm going to kill you here because you can make the same argument for Nurk. Who you owning? Redraft.
Redraft. I'm taking Lopez.
Yeah, I think I am too. I think you have to, and unless it's a weekly lock and. Or you're in first place by 15 games already, and you could afford more of a stash.
Yeah, I guess. I still think there's a better chance that Lopez gets to 30 minutes nightly than Nurkic does.
Yeah, I do too. Another one of those kind of upside guys, Bobby Portis. So, has the huge game on New Year's Day, goes 16-10. With a couple threes, but then back to 18 minutes off the bench and only 5 shots and 4-6-1-0-1 against the Raptors a couple days ago.
Yeah, and they're winning, although that might have more to do with Derrick Rose than Bobby Portis.
The fact that Rose isn't playing.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it. That, and I hear this guy, this Jimmy Butler guy, is pretty good.
Yeah, he doesn't break any records or anything.
No, I don't know who that Jordan guy was that he broke his record, but it happens.
Mikhail Jordan, was that his name?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Michael, Michelle, I don't know. It was something like that.
If you didn't see that, Jimmy Butler scored 40 in the second half to break Jordan's record for points in the half. My question to you is Butler had only 2 points of the half then. What happened in that first half?
Well, I heard he had an elbow to the face and then just went off afterwards, something like that.
You don't poke the Butler.
Yeah, you really don't. That makes sense. He's that kind of guy. He is Godzilla. He's got the attitude.
He is Godzilla.
Yeah. All right, back to Bobby Portis. The thing that worries me about this stat lines that I'm seeing is all these turnovers. It's hard to stay in the game if you keep turning the ball over.
He's just too excited.
And this is without Noah, and you know Noah's going to play.
He's too excited, and he just can't hide it.
Well, at least he's given us that big-time usage.
Yeah, he does force the ball into his hands a lot. But yeah, Noah, when Noah gets back, it's going to be even more frustrating.
Yeah, I think Portis should stick at about 20 minutes when everyone's healthy. I think that's his spot. That's his sweet spot. Off the bench, be this high usage guy, work as hard as you can, and, you know, do it in small stretches.
Yeah. A guy that you raved to me about at one point this year, and then I think he tapered off a little bit, but how about Larry Nance Jr. lately? Back-to-back 14 rebound games. It's kind of empty besides points and rebounds, but, you know, that's usable for some people.
Yeah, he doesn't take bad shots. That field goal percent's been mighty nice.
Yeah, 55%.
The best thing I can say about him is he always passes the eyeball test. whenever he's out there, he just looks good.
Yeah, you want to know who doesn't pass the eyeball test is Reggie Jackson. His eyes look like there's like some like yellowing redding red going in there. Like he just smoked some crazy herb right before the game.
Really? Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying.
Did you look at a picture?
Yeah, I got a picture in front of me.
I'm going to Google it real quick.
Red. He's got a bit of a scowl on his face.
Anyway.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I have no idea. Nance worth an ad in 14 team leagues?
You know, I'm streaming him in a 12-er because he plays today, not tomorrow, and then 7th and 8th.
Yeah, I think so, I'm streaming him in 1-2 as well.
Three games in four nights. That's worth it to me.
All right, so let's segue to this. Do you ever read my 7 ahead in the daily notes on Monday?
Yeah.
I actually did it. I picked up Shelvin Mack in, I think, 3 RCLs.
Wow.
And, okay. I do a ton of streaming, so I didn't have anyone awful to drop. The best player I dropped was Evan Fournier, who wouldn't even be on my lineup on one or two of the heavy schedule nights.
And there's only 4 games tonight, so sure.
Yeah, and B, it's really good to look ahead, especially in RCLs where you only have 4 moves a week, to see what nights you have the off schedule. And Atlanta has 3 off schedule nights this week, so that's why I went with him.
Yeah, no, that was it. 4, 6, 8, and 10 were the heavy ones, and he doesn't play any of them.
Yeah. So, if you're interested in, you know, trying to plan out your week and you hadn't read the 7 ahead yet, I think this week was my best one. Did lots of thinking ahead there.
All right, so here's my question. How long until Schroeder takes that job back?
That's exactly where I was going. It's been 2 games now where Schroeder's had DMPs. Coach Butthole has said that Schroeder's still, you know, he's not hanging his head. He's still playing hard in practice, but they said Mac's been playing better. So.
Okay. Schroeder's had some really nice stretches, though.
Oh, yeah.
When Schroeder's good, I think he's better than Mac when he's good.
Oh, for sure. I mean,
Schroeder's bad. It's pretty bad.
So I don't want to talk about the REL too much, but I'd offered Rubio for Schroeder straight up at one point.
Wow. Okay.
Got declined.
I assume not recently.
Got declined. It was fairly recently. It was only like a week
ago. Well, you know, Schroeder's in that league. Schroeder's about what, $3, something like that.
He's $1.
And he's what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have said no.
Okay.
But now that they're going DNP, if I'm playing for it, it would be a lot tougher.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that I would have gotten a little bit from him, plus he could have been a cornerstone later. Yeah. A couple Suns guys. What do you make of P.J. Tucker? Would you take Tucker or T.J. Warren? Because that's been a very popular comment the past few days.
Well, Tucker is more reliable. It's just not very good in most nights. Ah. I don't know. I don't think either one of them are really 12 or worthy guys.
Probably not. I like
Warren's minutes are all over the place.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is, you know, they started a few games doing Tucker and Warren next to each other for the smallest front court ever. I like Tucker for the rebounds and steals.
Well, if I were to pick one for who's going to be better in the playoffs, it's probably going to be Warren.
Yeah.
He's young, and I'm seeing a whole bunch of losses here.
The Suns are so bad.
I mean, that's 10 in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in a row.
At least 9, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the youngins.
Okay, well,
I think Tucker's actually not a bad trade candidate for some teams going for it.
Who do you think would take Tucker? Do you think it'd be a good, like bench guy?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of teams that would take him. I mean, the Heat would play him over Winslow.
Maybe. Winslow's been
like that.
Winslow's
okay, but Tucker is at least equal defensively, plus he's got some offense to him that Winslow doesn't really have.
Are you saying that the NBA super wants PJ Tucker on their team?
Yeah, man. He's never going to let that go.
I have a question for you. Have you watched the Pelicans at all in the past week or two?
Yeah, I know where this is going, but no.
Yeah.
I have.
Also, yeah, I was wondering if Norris Cole still had the flat top.
I don't know. I
is that where you thought I was going? Because he read that.
Well, book. I knew it'd be Norris Cole because he's been ridiculous lately.
Yeah.
He's got to still have it. I would be really disappointed.
last game, 16-12, 4-4-0. Did have five turnovers and didn't hit a three, but yeah, his last three games have been crazy. Is he a must-add in 12ers?
Nope. He could go back to 16 minutes in a heartbeat.
Yep, agree.
But for now, it's kind of tough not to. I mean, he's not a 12-rebound guy. I think you can assume
Shocker.
That.
Award-winning fantasy analysis from Slim right there.
But with decent steals plus okay assists, he's more of a shooting guard, really.
I mean, he's Beverly without the blocks.
He's not a volume three guy like Beverly is.
No threes. It's a poor man's Beverly.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to put it. I mean, Cole will turn the ball over more.
That's true.
Beverly tends to not get too many of those.
Yeah.
But right now, you can't really trust Beverly either. His minutes are waffling quite a bit.
Yeah, and then don't forget this last game, there was no Tyreek Evans. Has Evans missed more than one game? How many games has he missed? I don't have Tyreek Evans anywhere.
No, neither do I. I got scared away from the injuries in the preseason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't have been?
No, just one game.
Okay, so this last one, his best one, was without Tyreek Evans, so that's worth mentioning.
Yeah, knee tendonitis.
Mm, well, that's better than
That would be the knee that had two surgeries the past. That's not good. Mm. Yeah, Norris Cole is worth a spot on most teams, I think.
Okay, I'm not rushing to add him, but if you had a spot like if that Shelvin Mack spot that I'm streaming, and I saw Cole out there, well, you know his next game's Wednesday. Almost everyone's playing Wednesday. It's not like Cole would get in my lineup.
So. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. And then, you know, by that time, after Wednesday, he might be back to that 20 minutes of meh. So.
Possibly. I mean, I don't think they can really bench him right now, though, the way he's playing.
No, but
like, have really great players playing ahead of him. I mean, I think he took over Alonzo G's spot in the second half.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's like that?
That's not hard to do. Are you saying that he took the Pelicans' G spot?
You picked it up, didn't you? Yeah.
Sometimes you have ones fly right past me, but sometimes I catch them and throw them right back at you.
Yep. A little sexual innuendo at 7 a.m.
How good is Ronnie Hood? Scale of 1 to 10.
He's scale of 1 to 10. I don't know. Where's Middleton fit? He's about there.
Middleton's probably a 10 on this scale because Middleton's really good.
Yeah, I think without Alec Burks, they're basically the same player. Pretty close to it.
Yeah, Hood was awesome again last night after scoring. It was his career high, I'm pretty sure, the game before where he topped 30. Two games ago against the Grizzlies, 32-8 with a steal and a block. Last night, 23 points, 1 rebound, 7 assists, a steal, only 2 turnovers, and just sexy efficient. Hitting 6 of 9 from the field, including 5 of 6 threes and 6 of 8 free throws. It's looking really good. And as I mentioned earlier, I think that was a pretty bad call there because I had him ranked in like the 180s. I did not think he was going to be this much a factor in the rotation. But as you mentioned, injuries a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean he wasn't top 100 before Burks went down.
No.
But now, with Burks down, he is. The only problem is, Burks is probably going to come back at some point.
And I will caution a little bit. These last three games where his threes are 4-5-5, you know, sitting a ton of threes. The three games before that, he was 2-for-18 from deep.
Yeah, and he's got a little bit of injury history. He's not a high-end steals guy. He's about league average, given the big minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so is Middleton this year. Middleton isn't given the steals he did last year. Should probably fact check that, but that seems like a waste of time. 1.1, wow, yeah. Middleton's way down in steals this year.
Is Rodney Hood, while Burks is out, a top 75 player?
Yeah, I think so. There's no way he should be available in a 12er, absolutely.
Oh, no. Yeah, but he was only, I think it was sub 50% before the 30-point game. I looked and tried to be sure I didn't have any leagues with him out there.
Yeah, it's going way up, and it should.
Okay. Another guy that's with your injury concern here. Did you see that Jared Sullinger came out that his wrist was, quote, bothering him?
Right, plus he's got the back that's been bothering him.
Yeah, but then he comes out last night, goes 12-10 with two assists, hits a three steals, no turnovers. Had one of his better games in a stretch here after all this injury stuff came out. Maybe he just needed to, you know, complain a little bit.
maybe he just needed to lose his starting job and get a little bit of aggression back.
Yeah, so they did pull him out of the starting lineup. Wow.
And Olenek was not good. I know his first, like, 11-minute stint, he was, like, 0-for-2 with no other stats.
Yikes. He ended up being okay. 34 minutes for Olenek? That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't really know. I mean, you know, part of this is that Avery Bradley didn't play.
Did D-Lee get a coach's decision? DMP, or is he hurt?
Bradley? He's hurt.
No, David Lee.
I'm
just wondering that. DMP coach's decision. Look at Brad Stevens making good decisions.
Yeah. I remember the very beginning of the year, I listed the five big men, and I had Lee at the bottom of that list.
Yeah, I did too. Wow. You know what? I'm actually a little interested in Olenek if he's going to play 34 minutes and D-Lee's out of the rotation.
Yeah, I'm in no hurry right now. I imagine he's got picked up in the leagues, though. I should probably check.
I don't know if he is. I mean, he's been so enigmatic, for a tough word there.
Yeah, he got picked up yesterday in two leagues he was available.
Really? Yeah.
Yep, he is 21% owned in Yahoo leagues and 100% owned in every league I'm in.
RCLs suck.
I know, man. I went to look for Larkin, but he was all gone, and it's tough. These RCLs are...
I know.
Competition is unbelievable.
People are always picked up right when I want to.
My Yahoo 250 league is so much easier.
Yeah, that's crazy that a league with that much stakes in it is easier than RCLs.
It's competition. Level of competition. It's not close.
Oh, all you readers suck. Readers and listeners. We hate you all.
Why you gotta pay attention to us?
I know, it's the worst. Last guy I wanted to mention is Marco Bellinelli. Another hot game last night. Very Thragnoff-ish, of course, but 21-2-1, got a couple threes, but 19 plus points in three straight. Is he in your Aflalo Thragnoff class?
Yeah, he's pretty even with Aflalo, I'd say.
Yeah.
The only problem is his minutes aren't as guaranteed as Aflalo's.
Okay.
But there's a better chance that he's available and you can stream him.
Yeah, I think the Kings have a... Yeah, they're playing tonight, so it's too late now. But they do play Thursday against the Lakers. So if you're doing some streaming or if you do have daily moves that you can do when you listen to this, you might be able to pick Bellinelli up for a couple starts while he's hot.
This is kind of weird what's going on in Sacramento right now. Quincy Acey started?
Did he really? Oh, it's because Caspi was out.
Oh, yeah, Caspi's hurt. Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah, he's been really good.
Yeah, you can't really drop him. You got to wait this one out.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, there you go. There was my main list of guys. Anything else big on your radar since our show last year?
Well, a year ago. Nice to see Colley Stein back out there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that. He returned. Was this his first game last night?
I believe so.
Yeah, looks like his previous... No, he was back the game before against the Suns for 5 minutes of meh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely taking Nurkic over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Colley Stein's 15 minutes of 8-3-0-0-1. I guess that's...
Yeah, there's a good chance he gets let loose later in the year, though.
Maybe.
Well, as much as he can. I mean, even him let loose is probably barely a double-double.
Yeah. I mean, Nurk let loose could be like 20 and 10.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could take Nurk's last game and call it a per 36, and it was like 30 and 20.
Yeah.
It was a monster. Yeah, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lillard's back. That was nice to see.
Yeah, how do
you do? The seven turnovers weren't very pretty, though.
I was about to say, how do you do last night? Because that was past my bedtime.
The 17 and 7 assists on terrible shooting with 7 turnovers, the usual.
At least he's back out there. How'd McCollum do?
His efficiency fell.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't score 25-plus points, because look at that. Lillard's back. Blah.
Yeah, his shots were down. He had, what, 33%? Almost a 1-to-1 assist to turnover ratio. Yeah, I'd call that the usual from McCollum.
Yeah.
Yeah, Myers-Leonard got hurt. Oh, look at that. Crabby still got 32 minutes.
You know, I picked up Crabby in a league, and I haven't let him go yet.
It's, you know, it's kind of empty points for the most part.
Yeah, but he's been decent. I streamed him once and haven't been able to let go for a week or two. You know, it's like having crabs.
Well, I hope it's better than that. I'm just surprised he still had 30-plus minutes with Lillard back. That's a really good sign. And I've always liked Crabby. I think he's a good player. I wish his steals and blocks were better, though. Yeah, I thought they would be.
I've always liked him, too. But he's hit a 3-8 straight. He was at double digits in 7 straight before only 9 points last night. It's lower end, but it's been fairly consistent.
When you look at a lot of the Portland players, he's kind of up there in efficiency. 46% shooting, 37 from downtown, 82 free throws, less than a turnover a game. He's pretty efficient compared to everybody else on that team.
Are you trying to tell me that Al-Farouq Aminu is not a good shooter?
Shooter. Maybe at beer pong he is, I don't know, but not basketball.
He is a multi-cat player, so he probably has multi-talents off the court.
Yeah. On the table tennis court, he's pretty good, though.
All right, Slim, did you look up, did you YouTube some other game show music?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, New Year's resolution for Slim.
I know. You're just going to have to bring that in post.
All right, so much
editing of these, I know.
I'm making you try your best. You can do it.
Oh, it's the I'm trying to get the Wheel of Fortune. But every time I try something, the old Jeopardy keeps coming out. I don't know why.
Do the Family Feud.
I'd have to look it up. It's time to sexually molest some lady. Okay, I shouldn't go there.
Whoa, what was that?
That guy, the guy that used to be on it. I can't remember his name.
Oh, someone
he was so bad.
Someone got in trouble for that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, constantly. Yeah. I'm looking up what his name was. I can't remember his name.
Was it Louis Anderson?
Richard Dawson? Is that the guy?
Oh, Richard Dawson got in trouble for that stuff? He's awesome in The Running Man.
Okay. Wow, this thing's been on forever.
I'm looking up Richard Dawson because I think that this is...
Yeah, I've got the wrong name.
I was about to say, I did not think Richard Dawson had any sort of issues.
It's not Louis Anderson.
It better not be Richard Karn. I know he did it some, the Tool Time guy.
He did? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he did it for a little bit. Anyway.
No, I'm going with Dawson. That's my guess.
All right, well, we're going to have to do some fact checking.
Oh, definitely.
What'd you find?
Yeah, I recognize that face.
Okay, well, I'll need to look that up then. And, you know, Steve Harvey hasn't been staying out of doing something dumb spotlight either.
No, that's yeah.
That one I do know about, and I'm sure most people listening do too. So, anyway, all right, you ready?
Go for it.
Player A, 13.7 points.
This full year?
Okay, it's not, but it's only excluding the first five games of the season.
Okay.
And the reason is the first five games were all at 20 minutes.
Okay.
Last 27 games, 31.6 minutes. So.
Okay.
That's why. Okay. 13.7 points, 6.8 rebounds, 1.6 assists, 0.8 steals, 0.3 blocks, but 2.1 threes at 52.5% field goals overall.
Oh, that's really high. Okay.
Yeah. So that's player A. Any other questions for A?
No. I mean, that's a whole lot of. I mean, it's like Ryan Anderson or something. But I don't. I mean, somebody would make that many threes with that high of a percent. Mm. There can't be too many of those out there.
Bachelor number two. This is full season. 14 points, so about the same. 7.2 rebounds, about the same, but both pretty close. 2.0 assists, about the same, versus 1.6. One steal and 0.6 blocks. So comparable again, but a little bit better. And then at 0.9 threes, way lower, yeah, on 47.7% shooting overall.
Okay. And his minutes are?
32-14.
Okay.
And that's full season for player B.
Yeah, I'll probably take the hot shooter. It's not like, what's it called? J.J. Redick, is it?
No. Redick's not going to get that many rebounds.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. At least not from that shooting guard spot.
No. They're both small forwards / power forwards.
Okay. I don't think, what's his name? I don't think Barnes is getting that many.
No.
And his assistant, their steals and blocks are way better.
And if you were doing a Barnes thing, you'd have to take only recency because he's been a lot better because he's getting more minutes.
Yeah, he lost some minutes yesterday coming back from his,
Oh, he did? How many minutes did he play? Because I have him on one team and I was debating if I needed to hold him.
Yeah, I mean, I added him. I think my brother added him in one league.
Yeah, I'm pulling up Barnes real quick. But any more thoughts on A versus B here?
I mean, they're both healthy, right?
Yeah, Barnes played 26 minutes. One of them, I think, missed the last game. But I don't think it's a big concern.
Well, you had me looking up Barnes, so now I have Harrison Barnes here. I don't think that's him.
No. Well, Barnes hasn't played 27 games.
Yeah, well, there you go. Man, that's tough. I don't think it's Korver. He doesn't get those kind of rebounds.
No, Korver's actually been really bad.
Well, the age is catching up. Oh, speaking of really bad, are we done with Covington yet? Do you see what happened to him? He's almost out of the rotation.
Yeah, I saw he played lower. Brett Brown kind of slammed him. And another one that's out is Tim Duncan. All those guys are looking like they're on the outside looking into 12ers.
Is the second one, you got me thinking Spurs, is that Aldridge?
No, but that would be an interesting guess. Aldridge has been terrible.
Yeah, but that we saw that coming a mile away.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's just not enough shots for him.
Do you need more hints?
Man, yeah, that's pretty tough. Sure, give me a conference.
One is player A, West, player B, East.
Okay.
And player A, we did talk about on the show earlier in passing.
Okay, so someone we talked about that you tried not to talk about.
Kind of, and he missed the last game. Someone had to start for him. We mentioned it.
I'm pretty sure Durant's better than that.
Yeah, Durant's a lot better.
It's not Anthony Morrow.
Nah. All right, you ready?
Yeah, give it to me.
Player A is the last 27 games of Omri Caspi.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know his field goal percent was that high.
52.5% the past
20 with two threes a game? Man, that's big time.
2.1 threes a game. Yeah, that's why he's been so good. 46.7% from three on 4.5 attempts.
Yeah, I've got them in one place, and I'm not dropping them. I'm waiting this out as long as I possibly can.
I will mention 1.3 for 2.1 free throws, given low volume, but only 61.4% free throws. I don't know why that's so low.
He's always been that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you'd take player A over player B. Player B is Tobias Harris.
Okay. That makes sense, especially since he's a hell of a lot better than that, but what's-his-name keeps...
Yeah, well, the thing with the Skiles is, you know, yeah, he had that 22-minute game on the second, but his minutes have been 36-plus. He had 36-plus for six straight, and then 33 minutes last night, but, you know, the minutes have been there.
Yeah, he's a bit, I wouldn't call him immune to Skiles, but he's one of the few, I guess. Maybe the only.
He's built up a few antibodies.
Yeah, I could go there.
He's built up some anti-Skiles.
It's close between those two, yeah. I don't, a little disappointed. I thought Tobias might be a little better with the steals and blocks.
Yeah, and again, his 2.6 for 3.2, 82% free throws. I mean, that's a little bit of a difference there, too. But, yeah, the percent being lower with a lot fewer threes and pretty similar in every other category.
Yeah, and obviously he was drafted well ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would I trade Tobias to get Caspi? Well, not while he's hurt.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah.
Okay, that's not bad.
Anyway.
That's about what I would expect out of Caspi. Not quite top 50, but certainly well in the top 100.
Yeah, so Caspi's...
Kind of the same thing for Tobias.
Yeah, Tobias we were hoping would be more 50-ish than...
Well, the shots have come down. He was 14 shots per game last year. Now he's at 11.
Yeah.
His 17 points dropped to 14. That's pretty annoying.
Yeah, we were hoping those blocks would be closer to one. But, yeah, there you go. There's Slim... Can we make Slim look stupid? And also the game show called Can Slim Character Assassinate Richard Dawson? So.
It doesn't take me. He'll do it all by himself.
All right, tonight's slate. We've got the Knicks at the Hawks. We've got the Bucks at the Bulls. Kings at the Mavericks. And Golden State, maybe resting Curry at the Lakers. I don't know. I'm kind of speculating there. What are you watching for tonight?
Oh, these are kind of some duds, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Bucks-Bulls is maybe the best game.
Ugh, Bucks have been so bad. Yeah. They got blown out by San Antonio last night.
Well, they played in the first round of the playoffs last year, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I think they're maybe second or third to last in the Eastern Conference right now.
Oh, wow. Well, Jason Kidd for you. Even though he's not there, his
finger... No, he's not there. His fingerprint. His ghost is still haunting everyone. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Sacramento and Dallas. Yeah. Sacramento's rotations are a bit wonky right now.
Hopefully we get to see Caspi back.
I imagine Atlanta's just going to destroy New York.
Yeah, you think so.
Obviously, Golden State. What else is on TV tonight? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, we didn't even mention Draymond Green yet. Three straight triple-doubles. I mean, it's just a bit like... he's becoming like what Westbrook was last year. Yeah,
he's doing it with a hell of a lot less shots, so he's not killing your field goal percent at the same time.
True. I'm just saying, like, you expect a triple-double, and we don't even need to mention him because he's so good.
Yeah, it's I mean, he's first round right now, I'm pretty sure, with the rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish I had him everywhere. No second-round player I wish I had drafted over him. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I tried to cough off mic, but I'm sure that was still really loud.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just talked through it.
Shelvin Mack time. I'm hoping he gives me three nice off-schedule games this week. So
that's possible. I expect Millsap to kind of roll over the geese.
Are you worried about the goose?
Not terribly. I think the hand is bothering him for his shooting.
Okay.
I almost started typing in goose for the player.
I kept doing that with Nick Stauskas. I kept doing, like, Sauce Castillo.
You know, the minutes are there. Those 33 minutes last game were real nice. He's still blocking a shot every game. Steals are decent. No, I'm not worried about this.
Okay.
Turnovers have actually come down a bit too. He's approaching 1.5 per game now.
No, that's good. So.
Well, hitting all his free throws regularly. No, I'm not worried about it. He's top 50 player.
Okay. Top 10 scorers. We've got Curry, Harden, Durant, LeBron, Westbrook, Cousins, Paul George, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis, and Blake Griffin. Who do you have for 30 tonight? And I need to make a note to myself. I don't know if I checked the board. We did have someone get the 30-point challenge right for Christmas, but I forgot to check back on New Year's Eve. So
it wasn't me.
Yeah, I don't think Reggie Jackson did either. Yeah, he didn't, because I remember there was two other people I mentioned that I thought would be good picks.
Yeah, they both did.
And they both
Clay
did
was
it.
One of them, I think.
Yeah, Clay was one, and I can't remember who the other was. But anyway, good job, Rob, on Christmas Day, getting Chris Bosh getting 30. So
yeah, that's a good one.
Commenters have 2 points now to our 1-1, but
you know we have no chance.
Oh yeah, because it's a you know, it's a field of 5 to 10 picks versus our one every night.
Yeah, well, we'll see how the individual commenters do.
Exactly. Well, okay, so there's Draco has one, Rob has one, JB has one, and Slim has one. There you go.
There you go. Four-way tie. Right, this is obvious. Give me Jimmy Butler.
Okay. You think Giannis elbows him in the face and he just goes off in the second half again?
I mean, hopefully someone elbows him in the face.
I think this one is obvious too. Aaron Aflalo. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Nah.
I know you're going Golden State.
You know, I was going to do Klay Thompson, but you know what? I'm going to go a little different here because he's not a top 10 scorer right now. Give me Melo.
Okay.
Melo against the Hawks. So, yeah, I think Klay Thompson's going to be a popular pick for, especially, you know, if Curry ends up sitting because it's the second end of a back-to-back. I don't know if there's been any report that he will or won't, but then Thompson should get 30.
If he can get that many minutes.
That's a good point.
I expect this to be a 25 by halftime.
Yeah, Ian Clark for 30 points.
Yeah, if he is a scorer though, you know, he's not terrible.
Yeah,
if he even play yesterday though, I know he doesn't tend to play when Curry does.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm sure he got off the bench for a little bit, but
I think it's 17 minutes.
There you 18. Go. So
he must have leapfrogged somebody.
Well, Barbosa was on
Livingston. He's getting more minutes than Livingston.
Oh, wow. Isn't Barbosa, is he still playing?
DNP coach's decision.
Yeah, not too surprised there, though. He's old.
And Festus is still out.
Yeah, only 8 minutes for Livingston. Wow.
Well, Ian Clark's been good.
He's been okay.
He's been a scorer. He'll give him points.
Okay.
When Curry was out. Although they were losing those games pretty bad, weren't they?
Oh, well, yeah.
What up with that?
I didn't realize he was that good. 12-plus points in 4 straight. But, yeah, he's,
That, nah, he went for nothing in the REL. That should tell you something.
Yeah, that seems about right. So, there you have it. There's our first show of 2016, Slim. How'd it feel?
Not bad. It could have been better. I definitely did not do very good on my trivia.
It could have been better for me too, because I still haven't had my coffee yet.
Wow, yeah, I only had the one cup. I'm fiending for a second one.
Yeah, so we're gonna take our coffee break. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks to the Fantasy Sports Network listeners for checking us out. And Slim, we will be back on Thursday, back in our normal routine. Looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.